Sure, follow. Okay, we're up to packet 32. Binyan Dan Basul. So it's interesting that Dan Basulin is the hymen. It's a membrane which gets broken during Tashmish. And really, that has nothing to do with Dan Mida, really, because it's not uterine blood. It's not from the uterus. Nothing to do with that. So really, what should Dan Basulin be? It should be a Makkah. And that's what the Mishnah says. That Tinokos on page one. Tinokos shall yield his mana liros when he says Bishami Omim no silo arba lelos. Bisil Omim Ache Tichya Hamaka. So the Bishami says he has just 4 nights. In other words, if she bleeds for the first 4 nights, he can assume it's from the Basulin, and therefore that's a heter. And Beis Hillel says, until the Makkah gets better. So they're both saying that it's a kula. But then the Gemara says that on page two on Samech Hamad Beis, where it says, Mohobios Mitzvah Porish. Mohobios Mitzvah Porish. So why? Why should we Mohobios Mitzvah Porish? Bechara Makkah. So apparently there was this chumrah. Rabbi Sayyid of Chazur and Nimnu Baal Bius Mitzvah Porish. So the Rush says on page three, nearly tam chomazul, in Dan Basulim. But we know it's not Dan Lida. The Lamanechosh betinokosh oligias mana, filvish gdolo lamanechosh. It's a maka. The tam chomazul bishum beilas mitzvah, the chomazul, and chomakobukim chuluk shubin. Because they're all different shittas in the Mishnayos there. How long could we be toile on them? There's the Mishnah saying that Dan Basulim is a makkah, and it's a tliya l'kula. So question, but the question is for how long could you be toile? 4 days, this, that, depending different calculations. So not everyone's so bucky to know the difference of how long you can be Porish, and depending upon how old the girl is, depending upon all these things. So therefore they made a low plug. So if a girl is already 12 and a half and she already had got her period, so then there's likely that if there's blood, maybe there's need of blood. Right. So he says, also be a shabbat. So that's it. You give, so the most common thing is to treat everyone like a bogeres harasa, which is one beer. So we make the most chumradik thing, but the question is the most chumradik thing is not that you have one B in your usher, it's that you can be told that the one B is the only one B of Maka. That's the Sidri Karas Kasha. Page 4. Well, the rush, nearly didn't have mission of Bob Beals Mitzvah Porish. I mean, there'll be worse than those who have already shown up. Whereas in Bulgaris, Sarasa, you give it on the whole first night. You can have beer many times. And you can, if there's blood, you can still be totally on the Dam Psulim. But if she's already got her period, of a Rasa, Ela Beals Mitzvah. A Rusho, can she? Rasa ain't no symbol of Lavishona. You don't get the Lila Vishona anymore, only one Beal of Bis Mitzvah. But that shot means one Beal is Mitzvah, she could be still totally that it's a Makkah. If there's more blood the second time, you have to assume it's Dam Nida. Now, Kosman Shal Rasa Yosim returns the Bible, then Larasa knows them will call a Lila, Vade and Sikhatil. Yeah, Bamthia Surakaka, the Hal Purish, you call us a Lila, Afim Rasa, call Ham. So that's the kasha. Then he says, Rosh Lefish Tosu Kolik Mosh Kosu Raiv in Tzarek Lufresh Beivim Meis. Yeah, of course, it's a little bit of mitzvah. Allah Haki Perush, Avog of the Chmila, so so Kenida Achar Biazu, no sin will call Biazu Sheigvor. So there he says, so the Rosh must hold that you give her one beer. And then even that one beer, that's it. It has to be Purish. You give her that one beer, she can be parish, and that's it. Because of the shtas of the sfile, the avlad did hamishnah hated the leisle al bilus mitzvah tzarach lufresh miyad. Sfile the mishnah av hated the ema tzarach al bilus mitzvah because more than tzarach lufresh miyad in low rosa chazel or the terz levayla. So Bekitzer, that's how the Rosh understood. That she has to be Purish Miyad. And therefore, we assume that even within the first B'ez Mitzvah is already that she's a Nida. That she's a Nida. Yeah. Not, in other words, but normally if a person has relations with his wife, and then in the middle of the beer, she becomes a Nida. So he has to obviously leave her right away. But he can't, because if he comes out and his Aver is Kasha, you get pleasure when you come out with an Aver Kasha. So then he's giving himself pleasure from Nida. So what he has to do is he has to compose himself to lose the erection and then come out not erected. So the question is, but do you have to do that by Dam Sulam also? So the Rosh says that you don't. That the Rosh says that the first beer you get, Kol Dam Shiroh B'Shat Beals Mitzvah Tahora. Kol Hechad Ein Osim Al Beals Mitzvah Tzarech Lufresh Miyad, Avodin Mishnah. So how does the rush hold? The rush holds. Only come as close to arrive it. So I'll go first, brave and mace. Of course, it's our home. Livo Bilus Mitzvah El Haki Pirinok with El Kabila Sosa Kanida, Akabila Zoo. Most new Kobila Zoo Shevo Vigor. You give her the whole beer. But nothing more than that. It'll arrive in Kosh Midas, really, the Mishnah of Heta Day, no Sula will be with Mitzvah, will come up and serve the Fresh Miad. Now, the Boros of Hazem will turn the Bible below Tfila, Dumya, no Sula will call Lila. And I'm Heta Day, no Sula will be with Mitzvah, and came Shapra, Amar, and Masis, and no Sula will be with Mitzvah, and called up Shuroa, Bishas, be with Mitzvah, Tahora, Tesla, Valachaka, we call Shukin, the Ain't Strickle, the first Brave and Mace. The mother of Philip Valkaka. Hey, how the Rino and Loshana also the Rosa, but Ross ain't no single Bill Smith, the Gears is a Rosh, the Gars came, the Gears is a Rashma. Ain't no single Elabila Smith, Elabila Smith, and also which grows the Baila, Hakak, in Lo Rosa. But the done the time of the world was a Porish, which Lomaka does arrive in, so the first behavior mace. We did arrive in, there's a Sovagam King does a Rosh, but Hakak, they know so well Elabila Smith. Sarach Lufrosh Miyad, Afladin and Mishnah, the Chomash Pasuk, the Rosh of Beis Avi, Achachna, yeah. What are the seal of the Beis, yeah, so what does he say? So what's the Rosh Hashita? That you have to be Parish Miyad. So what does that mean? So that means that there's, whole level much across the ride. So sort of the first behavior mace. So the rival says you have to be Polish behavior mace. But the Rush is saying that you don't have to be. But then that's it. But after that she's awesome. Calls the Shitas of the Sphere, the Avla Din Hamishna, the Hechat, the Lacele, the Labinus Mitzah, the Sarah Lufrosh, the Yad of the Rive, and all the Yad. So, Bekitsa, the Rosh Hashita is that the Hashash is we treat her, every woman, like the most chomerdikah woman. The most chomerdikah woman is his bold milas mitzvah parish. And you can't, I can't think of every Tuchman said, and she doesn't get anything more. So I guess you have to be conscious that it was, so why she have to be parish? So I guess you have to assume like everybody assumes because it's a Roar Dam Machmas Tashmish. And maybe there's Dam Nida there that came out with the, you see, the Rosh Sheet of the Gaonim says that that's why we have Bar Dam Basulim. On page 6, he says, that maybe the excitement of the beer Rishona caused her to get a period also. So even though there's, and that's what the Yerushalmi says on page 9. Yevshesh lo yotze dam ni deim dam mitzul. Well, the Rashba writes on page 10 another reason. There's normally with Tola B'maka, but right, but B'Sula, B'Amsula, that's the one Maka we're not Tola. Because if you're not going to be Tola B'maka, then the woman's going to be also for, you know, who knows how long. But this market is a one-time thing. V'cheinu shachas, pamachas. V'alkanim tocha shafata osra alayva. And see, the Ravid is here on page 11. Haibol bils misu porsh v'aminu porsh v'yadu. In kenitzu yitziyosu anolo v'yosu mantena shayobos. But the Rush, he says, hell, not that way. You don't have to be Parish for Avram Mace. But still, you have to be Parish after the Bia Rishonah. So why are you being Parish? Because they treat it like Kol dam shiro b'shas tashas rishnu dam zulo of a masha tira chakach hein al yebila or shalol yebila. Well, right, so that was his question. You know, Rashi says, the following of Moshe comes from Ravid. Perchot zera gluva b'yil smizu, al kach b'rush hafut av dachmiru, al sosa k'nida hab yilazu, nosim wa kol b'yil ashe yivol v'yigwa. Chol zera u shitos tira av the mishne echad v'yichle, and we'll sort of look for shmiyad, aval okay, it's not clear 100%, but Gitzer, one possibility is maybe there's done Nida together with it. And the Rashba says that it's not a Maka, but we normally told him of a Maka. I guess even with a total Maka, we're not sure. So we're told the Maka. But with this Maka, we don't have, we can be told it because it's a one-time thing. So therefore, we can be Machmir on the Maka. It's a Maka, but we're still Maka. Everybody thought the pshat is that maybe, you know, in the time of Chazal, women used to have Roam B'dam Achmas Tashmish. The Tashmish Amito would cause Nidus.
Roam B'dam Achmas Tashmish is saying.
Yeah, Roam B'dam Achmas Tashmish means that the intercourse caused Dam Nida. Okay, so that's it, he says that the woman, the Rosh says that we should. So it's really this mitzvah chol mesira. So, and that's, so we give him one beer, and that's it. And he says that we treat her like a nida with this one beer. That's the Rosh Hashita. We treat her like a nida.
Why would we have the same concerns? May not be a result of it.
Because if we're going to be machmir machas, then people will never get. I mean, according to the Rashba, you can't be machmir machas because then you'll always be machas, and then you'll have to ask the women all the time. But this machmir, we know this machmir is not coming back. This is a one-time thing at the beginning of the marriage, and that's it. That's the Rashba's. And the Yerushalmi says we're afraid that there's the excitement and the Gaonim, and the Yerushalmi says that the excitement of the Bir Rishona maybe is causing real blood to come out with the Dam Basura. Yeah, it's sort of, yeah.
So if she had some sort of Maka before Rishona, is there, say, you told that on Maka, say,
yeah, okay, that's a whole discussion. But the kids are, so the Shulchan Aruch says that on page 14, Konis Psula Bo Bilis Mitzvah, the Gomer Biyah, so Parish Biyah. I feel he turns to the Yiddish, but for us, I feel bust of a matzah down to Meir. And even if there's no blood, she's tummy. Because maybe she's Shechazera covered it up. He said, but then the Ramah says, Yesh Makili Milo Ras Adam. So if there was no dam and there's no Gemar Bia, then you could be make up. But if there's Gemar Bia, then you have to be Machmer. So kids are. So if there was Bir Rishona with Dam in Machmer, if there's Bir Rishona, it was a Bir Gemura. Everybody says Bir Gemura is totally erect, totally penetrated. Then you also have to be Machmer. And Rav Moshe, the famous tshuva, it's only if it's through Tashmish. Sometimes the doctor has to open it up. The membrane of the basulum is very thick, so you're not going to get it through. So the doctor has to open it up, and then she'll with an instrument, and then she'll bleed, obviously. But then the Moshe says that's not called basulum, even though it's coming from the basulum. It has to be coming from the basulum, derech bia. That's really good. That's how everybody understood the. Because the Rosh is saying you only get one beer.
Yeah.
That's what the Gemara is saying. So, but simple pshat in the Gemara is you get one beer to be toilet. And then if that one beer is still mutter. So there's only one beer clear. He's saying one beer is treated like a nida. So why is that sort of? I thought Shadid Lucy wrote down it could be a chashash of wrote down machmas tashmish. Then there's a tshuva, the famous tshuva from the Temach Tzedek with Lubavitch, where he says that. But on the second beer, you're ready to treat it like summer. And therefore, the second beer, third beer, if it's pachas mikigris, it's mutter. Or, and then Rav Avadi Yosef says even tzivonim is mutter. That's what he writes here on page 8. He says, "Kol zman shemargesh tzar kevul kol b'sulah b'biber, lo kachish lach b'v'lo rasa, Yeah, okay, we don't tell Tom Mince and Pach with the grace. Have a bit of rain. Yeah. Okay. Okay, so that's because it could be more down the Sulam, the second beer, the third beer, etc. So this idea, according to some opinions, that Dan Basulim, the real regular Dan came out with Dan Basulim, what you were saying, Benny, is similar to the concept of Dan Chimud. Because the concept of Dan Chimud is that, you know, the packet here on Dan Chimud, Page 36A, is that if a person says, "Will you marry me?" and she says, "Yes," so usually it was run as a she's a neither anyway because she's women don't go to the mikveh till they're married. But say she was a tahora, and then he says, "Will you marry me?" So that's dam chimud, and that makes her a neither. That excitement. So just like the excitement of being asked to marry could cause her to become an Ida, so to the Birishona. That's how the Gaonim and Yerushalmi were. Dam Chimud. The concept of Dam Chimud, that Tavu Ali Nose. That's the Gemara here, page back at 36A, page 1. Amar Rav Tavu Ali Nose with his paisa tshichotesh. The taste of Zayin and she says yes. So again, for us, it's not going to be such a big deal because we have she's a need anyway, but if she'd be a tahora, or you're marrying a girl that's the post can talk about the pesche tshuva. If a woman already has menopause, but she's not going to get married, you know, it's like a second time or that, she has to go to mikvah because she's tavua binase. Even though she had menopause, the tavuli nase is and if the marriage was broken off, in the meaning the shidduch was broken off, and then they decide again to get back, so that's again tavuli nase. But say, for example, I have a friend. That he was supposed to get married, and the day of his wedding, there was a big snowstorm. And the kala was from Philadelphia, and she couldn't come in. So it's hard to have a wedding if the kala's not going to be there. She couldn't come in. And he was lucky that they were able to get the same hall the next night at this.
Wow.
And that's what happened. So that's not called Tavuli Nase because now they broke the Shidduch and now it's a new, you know, proposal, so to speak. No, it's just so she doesn't have, you know, that's a Kalapa. So I was discussing that at another wedding that I had. I'm remembering all the different weddings that were postponed because of weather issues. So that wedding of my friend with the snowstorm with the girl from Philadelphia. Girl from Philadelphia. And then there's another one here in Brooklyn. There's also, there was a a snowstorm. No, that wasn't from, I don't think that girl was from Philadelphia. Now, there's a Taz on page 19. The Taz is the proof. One second, but Taz is the proof that we're on time. I'll tell you why. Shavuos, exactly. So the Taz says, got a tumor. The Tehuda on the tumor, or Rus, Shanifnus of the Mitosal Shalboas. So how did they get right away to get married? What about the Zion? What about the Zion the Kiev for you know, for which we call for Tavul and Nasi? Nifna Salam Dosso Shabbat, Aha Shatavo, as a secret chief in the Kiev. If he was himself, he needed the Dino Hoysa to save his house. In other words, it could be that that Xavier didn't exist in the time of the later Xavier. It's only a Dinder Abadan. That's what the Tat said. So it didn't exist. That's what I was going to say. So it'd be a Zohim Midder Abadan. Hang with me with Xavier's of the Torah Mutaris. The Torah, you don't have to be. Whole idea, if you ask someone to get him, so today, you're going to ask a girl to marry you, so you're not going to get married in some time. But anyway, she's in either the rice, but she never went to the mikveh. But Rizman Chazal, women went to the mikveh even when they weren't married, because you had to go to the mikveh, because you would tamei the chair, it was in Yonim of Taurus. So when Boaz asked to marry Ruth, so how were they able to right away get married? There was without designing the Kiev. So the Taz says because it was before the Xera. So when you ask your wife to you propose to Vule Nase, so she might become Anida, but she's Anida anyway from Anida the Raisa. Single girls whose run as that don't go to the Mifa. But an elderly couple is an issue because she reached menopause and she went to the mikveh the last time, right? But now that she's tavul inasa, I remember Reuven Shul, there was in Washington Heights, there have been several couple, older couples that got married here in Washington Heights. So they have to go to the mikveh, even though she went to the mikveh and she didn't get a period since then. But the will not say. Okay, now there's another halacha that we have to be aware of, and that is leida, when a woman gives birth. Well, first of all, the two halachas. There's the din of psichas hamakor. If the uterus is opened, Rav Moshe Feinstein says it's 3/4 inch or more. Psichas hamakor is anida. So the simple shot means that a woman makor opened because there was like a chaticha inside of her that got ejected from her body. And if it was a big enough chaticha, so even though there was no dam, we must be assumed there was dam. You didn't see it, and she's an eater. But the Noda Yehuda has a chiddush. The Noda Yehuda has a chiddush that even if it's not being pushed out, the Imre Baruch, let's get it straight. The Imre Baruch says, the Baruch Tum Franco, that the din of psichas hamakor is only if it's coming from in out, is a push from inside out, and ejects a chaticha, even though we don't see any blood. That's a nida. There's ein psichas hamakor below down. So the Rebbe, but the Noda Yehuda
says that even outside in, even if you put an instrument from outside to go inside the woman, she's also also a Nida. That's the chumrah of the no de Yehuda, that the din of Sichas HaMakor is even from outside it. So if a doctor has to do a procedure on a woman and opens her up and puts a thing in, she's a Nida, even though it's not coming from something inside being ejected out. That's the Chiddush of the No Debut. What page? Packet 34. What page of the No Debut? Come on. Page what? Packet 34. What page of the No Debut? Come on, guys. You got to help me. Where's Beanstalk? Beanstalk, where are you? You can help me. Yeah, more of them called Beanstalk. Come on. Who's helping you? Come on, guys. You got to help me. Oh, is this it? This is another news right here? In the supplement? Supplement to packet 34? After lift on. Is it page 12? Yep, you got it. Page 12! Look what he says. Okay, so that's it. Hagoin, that's the but who disagrees? Hagos Hagon, Rev Beis Pei. Who's that stand for?
Baruch
Beis. Baruch Mendelssohn. Ah, yeah, Mendelssohn, yeah? No, it's from Baruch Frankel. Who's a descendant of Baruch Frankel? Oh, excuse me, this one. Rabbi Dov Shraya's wife. Okay. At the offer, that's what he spoke about. That's what they spoke about. Descendant of the Baruch Tom Frankel. Now, Baruch Tom Frankel disagrees with the Lodi Huda. And he says, he quotes the Rambam Perush Hashanah, it's only if there's something coming from out, from in out. Okay? That's And the Baruch Frankel is the Baal in Baruch. Now, I happen to have an affinity to the his psak that the real din of a psichus kevim lodam is only coming from inside out, because the body is pushing it out. So then the stomach's pushing dam out also. But just because you put a thing from outside in, but what can I tell you? In life, And ODB Huda usually wins. That's what I, you know. And therefore, we assume today that he did a procedure on the woman, and she was. Rabbi Kenneth Brander pointed out once, and I heard from Dr. Fratel Zatzal, that to be such a deep thing and so wide, 3/4 of an inch, according to Moshe, you have to put the woman to sleep. But most procedures where she's not put to sleep are usually not going to be an issue because they're too thin. They're too even if it went into the uterus. But to open the uterus, as deep as it is, and then to open it 3/4 of an inch, psichas hakever, it's only usually only when they put to sleep. But the Chazanish held like Rabbi Frankel, that it's not a problem even if you opened it, because it's not, there's nothing coming, pushing from in out. It's coming just, that is coming from out in. There's no din of psichas hamakor there, even if it's 3/4 of an inch. But what can I tell you? The Nodi Buddha became the accepted shita. It's a chumrah, and I still would vote for the Imre Baruch. We'll have to be loyal. Imre Baruch has an ish that it's really should be voted. What can I tell you? But the Nodi Buddha wins. In this world, the Nodi Buddha wins. So, yeah, what can I do? I can't win. Even though I think the Pashup Shah is not like that. I eventually. Well, so there's going to be a question we're going to start with tomorrow. Business. Oh, and then, you know, one of my favorite farms is the Mashat. Right? Last time I loved the Mashat. Okay? Jeremy, the Mashat. Russia, how many synonyms have we learned this year for the uterus? No. Let me hear. Wait, a chorus? Well, what's the most simple? The rechem? No. Kever. Even shall see if it's kever. Bais ha. Ha-pnimi. Yeah. So the Mashad says on page 3 of the supplement, why is it called, it's really page 4, why is it called kever? What's the significance of kever? Because kever implies that something is tavur. Yeah. Yeah, page 5. Today, Yosher, Kamer Pligi, Mefshel Psichas Kever Lodam. For Mahi Loshon Kever, Lam Lo Kamer Psichas Amakor. So he says Loshon Kever, Ainu Mora El. You see, Makor and Rechem doesn't imply that something inside. The Kever is Mashma that something is Kavur there, something is inside there. So therefore, if you have something like a Chatich or a baby or something that's inside and it's coming out, that's the Yivshol to blow down, because then it's being pushed from inside out. And that's his raya for my people, the Yimei Baruch team. That, but not like the Noda Behuda. Because Noda Behuda says, that's why he used after the phrase Yivshol Psichas Kever blow down. Because when it's a Kever, meaning that means that something's inside of it, that's Kavur there, and now it's being ejected, that's Yivshol blow down. Ramzi? Oh, so the other question is like this. We're going to, tomorrow, Benjamin, we have to see packet 34, Yoledes. If a woman gives birth, you tell me. Even if, so why do you need a whole din of Yoledes? She's going to be coming anyway because if Shem Psychus Kevin below down. And this is for sure Psychus Kevin, because this is, you know, from in out, like the Imre Baruch. Okay, so we'll pick up Be'ez Hashem tomorrow with that. Hopefully, Be'ez Hashem, we should finish up. Maybe one or two more things we should do, but we're almost finished there. And okay, almost done. There's a couple of things we have to do. Okay. Good. What? Right. I should ask the Bechida, how many know the Behudas that we learned this year? Ooh. Morgan. Dogum of Vava Cats. He's also know the Behudas. Rav Splaver.
You argue that Tabrik will still be mashma, like burying something inside, like not just burying, like undigging something, it's also like digging a shaft, like putting something here.
No, but you're not putting something. No, but it means it's, you could maybe, but it's more mashma than it's something is mutman in there. Because it's just because you're turning a stick in there, it's not considered kavur there. The baby or the fatiha is like, is kavur inside, so to speak. Okay. It's not 100% mutman, but I think it's a pretty good raya. But there seems to be a Beis Yosef that might support the another Yehuda. What can I tell you? Okay. So tomorrow is Wednesday, so 10 to 11, and then we try to have a Pekina on Monday.
That's great.
Yeah, then we're going to start Hilchos Aveiros. We might have to start on Wednesday. There might be a conflict or whatever. So, okay, we either start Tuesday. I think we'll probably have the Bechina Monday and start the Hilchos Aveiros on Wednesday. Okay. Morgan?
It was a Yotze my years ago. Summer's my last
conflict. I don't know. I have to retest you.
Retest me?
Thank you. Okay. Okay, how you doing, my friend? How are you?
Good.
Well, help me here, guys. How you doing? Yeah.
You want to close it?
But I'm trying my best.